All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Good morning. How are you? March 25th, Thursday, overcast and rainy. Warm, though. Overcast and rainy and warm. Good morning. Good morning. I'm having some trouble this morning, man. I can't seem to quite get this bad boy rolling. It's like my fourth time to start. Everything is just decent, right? Everything's good. It's hard to come on a podcast, you know, and complain. I don't got much to complain about. Really grateful, full of gratitude. And I shared the other day about the struggle I had with, you know, just, I won't say the word success, but I will say successfully living a pretty decent life. And with that comes, you know, friendships and relationships and, you know, business opportunities or whatever. You know, and the scale and the levels that people live in, you know, and in my living, in my scale, it's, you know, it's not a big deal. But compared to where I was in my life at earlier times, you know, it's pretty awesome. And, you know, I talked about feeling like I'm dropping the ball a little bit, some of the things that I've been up to. You know, and I feel really bad about it, and I'm trying to be better. And I had my buddy Keith on the podcast yesterday, and we kind of chatted about it. And I told him, I go, I'm not the guy. And to back the story up a little bit, you know, there had been some communications, an email sent to me that I'd missed. The person that sent it felt like, since I didn't answer, that I was upset or did not care for him anymore, or didn't, he, in his words, I didn't like him anymore. And, you know, I was telling him yesterday, I go, I've never been that guy. I'm not the guy that people are disappointed because there's not back and forth. And it's crazy because in my period of life, since when I was born in 1968 till, what are we in, 2021, life has changed so much, right? You know, back when I was a teenager, we weren't emailing. We had mail, but we definitely weren't electronically sending stuff. So I've never grown up with email, and, you know, I have it, and I have actually a couple emails, but I'm not a big... You know, I email if I have to, if someone needs me to email them something. But, you know, there's people that are always emailing somebody. And so it's just interesting that, you know, a person thought, since I didn't reply, that I didn't like him anymore. I've always been that guy. I've always been the guy that thinks that people don't like them. I've always been not good enough. I've always been not shocked. Like if back in the day, if I had emailed somebody and they didn't reply, I would not have been shocked, right? But what's happening is that I'm kind of realizing is that this podcast network that we've started, we're bringing a lot of great people together from all areas, you know, different folks. Different strokes for different folks. Well, they've all come here, and we're all having a great time putting out podcasts and having a lot of fun. And people are watching it and seeing it, and they want to be part of it. And what I learned yesterday is that it wasn't about, I'm not sure it was as much about the relationship with me, or if it wasn't more about the relationship of this network. You know, one of the people said, you know, I want to be part of this network. I feel like this is something really cool is getting ready to take place here or is happening here, and I want to be part of it. And I guess I'm the doorman for that to happen, and I dropped the ball, and I'm, like I said, I don't think it was as much about the relationship with me. I think it's more about the relationship with this network, and I get that. This is a great network, and it's great to have all of my friends and you know, hanging out and doing podcasting. And I can get, I understand why people want to be part of it. And people are wanting to be part of it. I called my buddy yesterday, Carlos, and I'm like, we need to have a meeting. Because I'm overwhelmed with the fear that it's going to get fucked up. I'm going to fuck this network up somehow. Because that's what I've done all my life. You know, I've always not fucked it up, but, you know, just, I don't know. You know, we only know so much, right? I never went to college. I went to college for turf management, but I never went to like a business college or you know, the math and English and shit that you learn in your first couple years of college, I never even had. So I'm really running on about a 12th grade education. And at some point, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I'll never forget when Matt had, and I'm not comparing myself to Matt. Matt was really awesome. But I remember the point where he called me over and wanted to go for a walk, and he said, I just feel like people are going to figure out I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I understand that. And I feel, I'm not worried that people won't, or people are going to think that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, because I don't. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I've never tried to act like I do. But there's a lot of people that are excited about partaking in this network, and I don't want to fuck it up for them. And when I say fuck it up, I just, you know, am I doing the next right thing? You know, it's not like we're having stripper parties at Podcast Network. You know, it's not like we're, you know, snorting coke or doing crazy shit. We're not, it's all good. But I'm afraid that I'm going to get to that day and they say, oh, the network got shut down. Why? Because, oh, you didn't fill out the A3322 network podcast form. Oh, I didn't know. You know, I'm afraid it's going to be something as simple as that. So I'm calling, you know, and I'll never forget. I don't know who it was, but someone said, you know, surround yourself with smart people. And that's what I try to do. And I consider everybody that podcasts for the networks smart. But I call my buddy Carlos, you know, and he's a pain in the ass, but he's super smart and super in certain things. And I'm like, we need to have a meeting and just, you know, work out some of this stuff, because I'm afraid. So many people are excited about podcasting in this network, and I don't want to mess it up. And I'm the guy that messes everything up. At least that's what I've done in my past. That's the coat that I wear. Right. But if we're going to be honest, if I'm going to start building this case, if I'm going to fourth step this kind of thing, if I'm going to like really peel back the onion, I haven't fucked up anything in quite a while. You know, I talked about the audit. I talked about the miscommunication and the email. You know, all of these things were opportunities to fuck up, right? You know, I can, as a kid or as a young adult, I wasn't getting audited, but things were being put at my feet that I would like, oh, ignore. You know, put off for another day. And, you know, and I've learned through time and whatever that doesn't work, so I try to be better. But I still carry around the past, and it's tough, you know. I'm different. You know, I make phone calls. I reach out to people like Carlos. I say, hey, how can we do, what can we do better about this? And the other thing is that I never really have been involved with anything that's really worth the work. I mean, the hair business is, what I've always loved about that is it's between me and the client. But this is a place where a bunch of people come and podcast and put it out. I mean, the one thing is it's got to be good content. You know, there's nothing that I can do that can make somebody's podcast any better. But am I providing a good place to come and do it? And that's, you know, and as silly as that is, it's kind of what I'm working on right now. It's my problem. I don't have many right now, but that seems to be the one that's taking up space right now. And this morning, I'm like, well, maybe I just need to chill out. Maybe I just need to relax. just keep podcasting and communicating and, you know, trying to fix certain little things as I go. But I can't fix everything at one time. And I don't know.
Bring your love to me. I will hold it like a newborn child. One of my own blood. And I might just even sing a song to keep it calm. If you're wondering, am I capable? God knows I am. And if it's meant to be, I will go alone. God knows I can. Just not as well. And besides, what kind of fun is there to be had with no one else? And I can only stand here still, and I can only hope you will keep me in focus long enough to tell. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help. Me, I will hold it like a dandelion. What I want to say, what I want to keep from the breeze that follows me. Yeah.
I think that, you know, whether it's the podcast network, it's my kids, my wife, my friends, you know, you want to be there for everybody. I want to be there for everybody. And I don't know. The good thing is, let me start building my case for why this should be just fine. Number one, Your Honor, number one, I'm sober. Sober. You know, there's days like this where, you know, I look back at my old buddy Matt, and he used to tell me, and I've said it before, bro, as long as you're not smoking crack and paying for hookers, it will all work out. And this is one of those times where that little saying that he used to say rings true. Because there is nothing going on in my life that should kick this freaking wagon off the trail. You know when shit is headed in the wrong direction. You know what's going on behind the scenes. And I know what's going on behind the scenes here. And it's all just good. You know, I've said before, you know, I got sober and I worked on it and I work on it and I work on it and I work on it and I climb to the tip of the mountain and then I just run around to the top of the mountain and I just make trouble for myself. And the fact is that there's not, it's all good. It will work out. I think we're right where we're supposed to be. you know, we're a small network. We will not be showing up on anybody's radar, I don't think, anytime soon, which is fine. You know, I would really fucking freak out then. But, you know, we got some podcasts that are actually starting to do really well. And we have some podcasters that are actually very happy and enjoying what they're doing. And that's pretty cool. Let me read something. I'm obviously struggling here to find something to be upset about, because, you know, that's what this podcast is about. I'm sorry about last night. You know, I can definitely talk about a little bit about the relationship that with my father, and the behavior I have in it now, because I really want to preserve our relationship, which is very good right now. But he's still an 83-year-old man who's seen it all and done it all. And what it says to me is that I have to be super patient. You know, I have to pick and choose. And I'm picking and choosing a lot less to get into it with him. And so, you know, that's a good thing. Let's see. March 25th, a full and thankful heart. This is probably what my problem is today, is that I have a full and thankful heart. I try hard to hold fast to the truth that a full and thankful heart cannot entertain great conceits. When brimming with gratitude, one's heartbeat must surely result in outgoing love, the finest emotion that we can ever know, as Bill sees it, page 37. I believe that we in Alcoholics Anonymous are fortunate in that we are constantly reminded of the need to be grateful and of how important gratitude is to our sobriety. I am truly grateful for the sobriety God has given me through the AA program, and am glad I can give back what was given to me freely. I am grateful not only for sobriety, but for the quality of life my sobriety has brought. God has been gracious enough to give me sober days and a life blessed with peace and contentment, as well as the ability to give and receive love, and the opportunity to serve others in our fellowship, my family, and my community. For all of this, I have a full and thankful heart. Yeah. That's what my problem is today. I have no problem. You know, the biggest problem I have is the past, and the past is none of my business. It's funny how, you know, they say, you know, that's none of your business. You know, keep your nose out of it. It's very important. And I think people think that, you know, minding your own business means don't look at other people and worry about their business. But sometimes it means mind my own business. You know, like, I really have no business venturing back 15, 20, 30 years from now or from ago. And taking the life that I was living and the behavior that I was doing and somehow implementing it into today's life. I'm not that guy. I couldn't even have the guy that I used to be. If I had to go back and live a day in 1993, I don't think I could handle it. You know? I don't think I could handle it. I couldn't go from today back to 1993 and try to exist in that existence on drugs, the drinking, the running the streets, the constant unknown, the craziness of it all. I couldn't handle it today. But I didn't get there overnight. You know, it takes time. You get, you know, one day at a time you get fucked up, and one day at a time you get better. And I didn't get to that point in one day, and I didn't get out of that point in one day. Took years and years and years to get to the point where I'm at today. But I tell you, if you'd have asked the guy in 1993, hey, let me fast forward you 30 years and live this life, that guy couldn't have handled it either. So it's not fair to me to compare my life from back in those days and try to implement it on my life today. But it's like I'm looking for drama. It's like I'm shooting a movie and I'm out traveling the world looking for the most dramatic bullshit. And That's where I go. I go back to like 1993 when I was just a kid partying and not a care in the world, living the ultimate self-centered lifestyle, not concerned with any consequences, not concerned with what I was doing to my family and my friends and my parents. I guess that would fall under family. Not a care in the world. Where today, that's all I try to care about. I guess the point is that I just have to, you know, if I'm going to build a case for my success or for my failure, I need to gather the evidence that is the freshest. And the freshest evidence would be yesterday, where I had an issue and was able to communicate, talk it out, make my amends, make my case, clean that all up, and leave it in yesterday. You know, I didn't wake up this morning and text my buddy, hey, we're still good, right? No, we cleaned it up and re-put it to rest yesterday. And we're moving on. And that's pretty important. Because in the end, we want to be sober, of course. And we want to be free from the drink and the drug. But I also want to have serenity. And serenity was not a word that I heard when I first got here. But it means a lot to me today. And to me, the word serenity is just the ability to just handle anything that comes my way, whether I like it or not, whether I like the outcome or not. You know, 15, 20 years ago, and which would have never happened, but if it had an audit or something like that, I would have completely ignored it and just hoped it went away. You know, space aliens came and took it away. That would be my hope. But that's, you know, that doesn't happen. And then be like, I don't know. Time after time, these situations would come up where I would just ignore it. And then I'd be like, I don't know, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm good. How's everybody else? You know, you can follow me on Instagram if you want. You can send me a message. Give me a topic. This is a topic meeting. You know? Does it make any sense? Am I just a nutcase? Is there people out there going through the same kind of thing? You know? Can you work through it? I don't know. What else is going on? Yeah. Today, busy day. No run. I don't know. I think I'm going to cut this short. We'll regroup tomorrow and try to figure out, you know, get the message back on track.
I'm trying to help.